Radio Canada. I can confirm the man is stylish. It's Armani White. How are you, bro?
Yeah, I'm good, bro. I'm good. I'm looking good. I'm doing good. How you doing?
Not too bad, thanks. Where are you right now? It looks like a hotel room, or it could be your apartment. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's my apartment for now. I just moved out of my apartment in Philly. I'm in Atlanta right now until
Okay.
till further notice.
Nice, nice. You missing Philly?
No.
When people ask me if I miss the UK, I kind of say something similar.
I did my
But
time.
what a massive couple months it's been for you. Obviously, we have to talk about the song, your first gold record in Canada as well.
Yes,
Billie
sir. Yes,
Eilish,
sir.
so big.
Yes,
How was
sir.
that when you first put the song out and it just went viral like overnight?
Honestly, bro, like what's the word? Vindication is what I'm looking for, I guess. Like it was just kind of like I felt it, you know. Like when we made the record, when we recorded that video in the studio, I was like, yo, this has to be one. If this ain't one, I have no idea what I'm doing in music. And it just felt good to know that like I was right, you know, like it was everything that I thought it was and more.
That's kind of rare though, because a lot of the times when you feel like something is right and you're like, this is the one, it never is. And then the ones you're like, ah, maybe I'll put it on the album, and it just goes huge. But this you had an instant feeling with.
It was just like it was something about as soon as I dropped, like this is before I even recorded, I was just pressing the mute button on my laptop and dropping the beat out and then bringing it back in on the drop. And I was like, I don't know, that just like that it's hard. That is hard. So, you know, once I actually recorded it, tried it out, put it down on wax and then made the video, I was like, bro, this all right. Like I ain't gonna lie, it isn't, you know, because honestly, how I feel is it's a lot of music that comes out that's a lot. I won't say mundane, but it's just like it's very consistent in the groove. But there isn't that many records that kind of pop out in your face, just jumps out at you. So this was one of those records, I feel like.
Are you still finding your groove, would you say? Or has this been your sound and you're finally finding your feet with this, with that one release?
Honestly, like I feel like I found my groove a long time ago, but I had to remind myself to have fun. You know, finding my groove isn't like I know who I am and what I sound like, but I had to find different ways to remind myself to have fun and implement that in the music. It's just like, don't take it too serious. Like you don't take anything too serious in real life, so why would you do it on record? So, you know.
Has Billy heard the song? Did you? You must have tried to get a feature on it.
No, I haven't tried to get a feature, but my main goal was to try and get her to notice it so she could clear the sample. So once we got that, I was like, yeah, I was like, we did everything we needed to do. Like, I mean, if she wants to, she could do the little cartwheel off the bed and, you know, change it to a different outfit, but they don't need it. Like, we already got the sample clear.
I feel like that needs to be her entrance music when she comes out on stage. When she's like a WWE superstar, she's walking out and she's like, Billie Eilish.
Nah, that'd be great. What?
Which leads me to my next question. The song Diamond Dallas, is that, are you referring to Diamond Dallas Page, the wrestler?
Yes. Yes,
So you are a
sir.
wrestling fan.
I was a big wrestling fan, bro. I had all the action figures and everything.
No, me too, me too. Lifelong wrestling fan. Still kind of like, I can't, if it's on, I can't like not watch. I'm just like, I want to know what's going on, because they're always like throwing it back to like it was always the Attitude Era growing up for me. And that, you know, the Hardy Boys and Triple H, Kane, Undertaker, all those people.
I honestly, yo, I've never said this out loud. I grew my hair out because of Jeff Hardy.
No.
It's obviously we have completely different types of hair. I didn't notice as a kid, but like when he would, you know, throw it all back, and like I always wanted to do that, so I grew my hair out just so I could wet it and throw it around and stuff like that. It was just like, yo, wrestling was so important to me as a kid growing up.
For all of us, I think we're a similar age. I think you're only 26, right? You're 26. I mean, in the music world today, you do see a lot of those references from the kind of early 2000s and all the stuff that we grew up on. Is that something that you always wanted to do as well? Like kind of bring a little bit of, hey, this is who I am, this is what I grew up on, and kind of get that into your music.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, you know, you look at Billie Eilish, like that wasn't just an accident record or just something that a producer sent to me. Like I picked that sample out. Like this is when we was defining what a hit was and how we would make a hit record. I had to go back to what I defined as a hit growing up. You know, like this was a Billboard top 10 record. This was a record that was on TV. It was in the cars, on the radios, and it was on the video games. Like this was a record that was inescapable, unavoidable. And this was, you know, so it's always been about like, I want to try and implement the things that I grew up on, the culture that made me feel like, you know, like that made me feel like I was a cool kid. Like I want to implement that into whatever it is that I'm making. And as far as music goes, and yeah, you're right, bro. We grew up on the coolest version of wrestling. Like there was the coolest generation. We had The Rock. We had Stone Cold. We had the Hardy Boys. We had like we had so many legends, bro.
Well, I'm looking forward to you tapping into that a little bit more, hopefully down the line. We'll see. We'll see. But let's talk about that song, Diamond Dallas, as well, and how much fun that was to record, because it looked like it was fun. I think you posted a little behind the scenes kind of in the studio with some of your boys recording that. It looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah. No, we that's our sounding board. We, you know, a lot of times I record by myself, but like as the session is wrapping up, if I'm doing ad libs, I'll be like, yo, come to the studio. You know what I mean? Like, I want y'all to hear this. And then, you know, and we'll just listen to it. And if we all vibing with it, we'll make a video of it on the spot. Like, just somebody just like, I'm like the first time y'all are listening, look, just put the phone on, just record it. Or like some of the people, like it's a lot of times where I might've been writing this song for so long. You know, my brother might've been in the house and just heard me to the point where he knows the lyrics better than I do. Like, you know, it's fun. That's what the core of the music is about. My music, I define it as happy hood music. You know, like it's from the hood. It's from the same grungy neighborhoods that have the dark stories, but I just found a brighter and more colorful way to tell that narrative. So it's just about how can we capsule and just bottle up that lightning, that fun, that spirit, that high energy in a record and just keep doing that.
Well, tell me about how you're bringing some of this lightning and energy to TikTok. It's been a massive tool for you, I feel. And it is for every artist nowadays. I feel like if you're not doing it, then, you know, what's the point? Because you've got such a huge opportunity to not just target, you know, but win over new fans and make new friends and things on TikTok. So, you know, how have you used that to your advantage?
Honestly, bro, like, again, back to what I was saying, I think the biggest cheat code is the fact that I just got friends that you're willing to pull up and we just make videos. Because, you know, for me, what I learned on TikTok was like the videos I really love, they gave me FOMO. They made me feel like I wish I made them, or they made me feel like I wish I was a part of that moment in that room. So anytime I try and make TikToks, it's just like, you know, I want people to feel like they wish they were in the room. Or like if I'm doing my journals, I want people to feel like, dang, like, you know, I wish I was friends with this person, or like, you know, it makes me feel like I'm reading this journal in, you know, in real time. So that's really what TikTok has been for me. It's just a fun tool to just really share my personality. I'm a goofy person. I'm just goofy around the clock.
And you're very close with your mom as well. And one of the videos that stood out for me was when you took her to Times Square in New York to show off you on that billboard. And she was looking around for it like, is it the Levi's one? And you were like, no, what a
Yo, my mom is great. My mom is great, man. Like, it's just fun for her as much as it is for me, because like it's just a lot of these moments that I was just like, yo, just trust me. Trust me, it's going to work out. So like, you know, I had two parents, obviously, and one of them passed. So I don't really, you know, I have to be able to share all of these moments with my mom, because, you know, like, I don't want her to, you know, I don't want it to be 10 years down the line. And I was like, oh, I was too busy to do this, so I couldn't really share this with you. I was like, nah, like, come hang out, come see this, come to the shows, come see this in real time. Like, you know, watch the elevation, watch the growth.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes parents are the harshest critics. You mentioned that you played some of your early music or rough copies of stuff to your brother when you're singing it in the house or to your friends on the mixing board. But is your mom one of your harshest critics? Because mine is. She tells me how it is every time.
Yeah, it's not so much that she's a harsh critic, which she is still. The real issue is that she always has an opinion. Even when it's like good, even when she likes it, she'll just be like, yeah, you know, I feel like you should do this different or do that. And I'm like, Mom, what do you know about rap music? You know, that's the real issue, is that she always wants to, she wants to be involved.
I love that. So let's talk about the album that you had a couple of years ago. I think it feels like a while ago now. It's 2019, Keep In Touch. That was your self-released album. So what can we expect with you now, you know, signed to a label and bringing a new body of work to the table?
Yeah. Honestly, it's like you listen to Keep in Touch and you can tell, like, there's a, I don't remember how old I was when I dropped that, but there's like this 22-year-old kid who has everything, like all the pieces and all the things in place that shows you like this is a star in the making. And now you get to watch a lot of those elements stripped down, a lot of those elements beefed up, and a lot of those just components that really made the music sound great, sound marvelous, you know, now, because now we have the tools to do that. So it's just really, it's going to be, it's not going to be anything like Keep in Touch, but it's going to be just as rhythmic, just as musical, just as like, you know, just as happy, just as hood, just as, you know, just as Armani.
Yeah. And are you putting a time frame on yourself, or are you not putting yourself under that kind of pressure?
Honestly, the way I look at it is like, it's not necessarily like the album is coming this day. It's like every piece of this moment, every piece of the journey is the rollout. You know, the conversation we're having right now, it's the rollout. Last night was the rollout. When I got the gold plaque, it was the rollout. When I'm coming up, I just, you know, we charting out at this number on Billboard or whatever. Like all of this is the rollout to the album. All of this, not even just the rollout, all of this is the album. You know, like these moments are all just like a one big amalgamation of what the project is going to look like, sound like, and feel like. So we're in it. It's like almost like watching a TV show. Like you're in the season.
Yes, you know? I made it. I'm part of the album. I'm gonna put it on my Instagram.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I love it.
Yeah. Now you got a feature, bro. You got a feature.
Yeah. I was actually I was watching that one TikTok you did where it's like, okay, your verse is coming up and it's the Billie Eilish song and it's you singing the chorus and you're like, all right, go. And I was like, I think I was brushing my teeth and I was like, I'm brushing my teeth. Here I am. Like, what am I doing? But it's kind of like, yeah, you can't help but play along when you do TikToks like that, and it's great. We love to see it, and the fans are interacting with it. You're reading all the comments as well, which is great, and you obviously like engaging and interacting with your fans. So
absolutely, yeah. Like at the end of the day, bro, I'm a person just like everybody else is. I just stuck with my dreams, and I hope that, you know, like people see that and they get inspired to do the same thing. It might not be a rapper. Maybe they want to, you know, be a nail tech, or maybe they want to, you know, build lamps for a living. I don't know. But whatever it is, like, I'm just like, yo, if you just stick with it, even when it gets rough, you could be like this. That's just the motto I want to be.
Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure to chat with you, Armani White. We can't wait to see what you do next. And we can't wait for the next album as well. It's going to be great. We can't wait. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, boss.
Peace. Thank you.